Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to the ICCS Cares podcast. During last week's episode, we discussed affirmations and why they are important. Affirmations are phrases or statements that can be used to challenge out negative or unhelpful thoughts. This week, we'll discuss how we can turn our affirmations into actions. As the year comes to a close this week, now is the perfect time to begin thinking of the things that we'd like to accomplish during the upcoming year. One way that we can work to take action towards the goals that we would like to achieve is by making a resolution. I'm sure that you have all heard of New Year's resolutions before and probably have made some of your own. If you have, you may know that it can be somewhat difficult to follow through with them. So today, we're going to discuss how to create a resolution and ways that we can stick to them throughout the year. A resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. This means setting a goal for something you want to achieve or to change a behavior or habit that you don't like. Resolutions are important because they teach us not only how to make commitments, but also the responsibility that we must take in order to accomplish the goals that we set for ourselves. Aside from responsibility, as we work towards achieving our resolutions, we are building other important life skills. We are learning how to self-reflect by asking ourselves, how do I want to improve this year? Self-control and problem solving are skills that we learn when we look for ways to keep ourselves on track towards accomplishing our resolutions. We also learn to advocate for ourselves by asking, what do I need to help me reach my goal? Creating resolutions helps establish our self-awareness because we are able to ask ourselves, am I making progress towards my goals? As we work towards achieving our resolutions, we are developing these skills without even knowing it. It is important to remember that the resolutions that you create should be tailored to your individual needs. It is easy to create general resolutions, but it is also easy to forget about your resolutions if you haven't created a specific plan for accomplishing the goal in mind. For example, instead of saying, "I'm going to eat healthier," you may be able to say, I'm going to drink a glass of water when I wake up, or I'm going to eat a piece of fruit after dinner each day. By creating these specific resolutions, you are providing yourself with an attainable goal that you can easily manage. While it can be difficult to create and stick to our resolutions, they can be incredibly fulfilling. So as we wrap up today's episode, I challenge you all to create a list of 3 resolutions that you would like to carry with you into 2021. Remember, the more specific you are, the easier it will be to see it through. And this brings us to the end of this week's episode of the ICCS Cares podcast. Until next time, have a happy holiday and a happy new year.